Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 31 March 2021, the last day of the month already, going into a brand new month tomorrow. And as fast as time is going, it's kind of interesting to see where what's going to lead into, folks. And I think we better brace ourselves for a lot of things ahead. Before we go to our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, you know, when she comes on, I just shut up because I don't want to interrupt her. She gets on a roll. She has so much to say, I don't want to interrupt her at all. But before we go to our guest, I'll make mention one more time. The dictionary goes off sale. I said today, but actually be through tomorrow. Tomorrow being the first of the month and being in the office tomorrow. So you have through tomorrow to call, and we have one dictionary left, folks, one left. And the first one to call gets it. It's a beautiful, beautiful book that everyone needs to study by. The scriptures, history, anything else you need that you study. And if you're homeschooling, for goodness sake, get one for your children. But we have this a beautiful book, huge book. It's about a 10 by probably about 3 inches thick book, hardbound with a beautiful green cover inlaid with gold. It's a Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. Regular price is $95, but we got 10 of them on special. So right now it's $79.95. That's delivered price. So get the last one while you can. We'll go through tomorrow, folks. You can call your message tonight. We'll call you back tomorrow. If you want to call tomorrow, you can, but give us a call so we'll know. And of course, tomorrow is office day, so we'll be in office tomorrow, Lord willing, between 9 and 4 Eastern. We want to hear from you, and I really mean that. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. That will save us some money. But if you don't, feel free to call it at 800-777-4403. And be sure and understand that we are still offering the teaching that we did on entitled the Ignorant Church. And folks, that's not making fun of anybody. We've all been deceived. This help you understand how we got where we are. It's a DVD, and over it's an hour and a half long for $12.50. We're still offering a 25-minute DVD on the 12 doctors, some foreign doctors, are who are warning us very strongly about the vaccine and the virus. It's on our website at PastorButch.com. So if you can go online, go to PastorButch.com, look under the news section, you'll see us on there. You'll see the video on there, watch online. But if you don't have a computer, I suggest you get a DVD of it. It's only $10 for a 25-minute DVD. Folks, it's so important to make copies of it and share it with your friends. It can literally save their lives. And I'm serious about that. It may even save some souls. And I know that sounds weird, but I have my reason for saying it. Again, we'll have Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. starting off with a prayer request and some music. 11:30 a.m. we start off with current events. And again, we go to Bible study. This weekend, I'm going to have my little brother, I call him my little brother, Tyler Arbogast, do the teaching for us. So I hope you'll join us. You can join us on PastorButch.com and find Livestream.com. Just go to Livestream. There we are. PastorButch.com, go to Livestream. If you want to call the bar and get the phone numbers that I hope will be working by Saturday to listen to, please do that. I'll be in the office tomorrow for you to call us and share your thoughts. We'll just talk a while if you like. I may be kind of busy. Please don't think I'm being rude if I got to run because called back up. But I do want to talk to you. I mean that. So we're going to shut up now from our announcements. We'll go to our guest tonight. This lady is one of all of our favorite guests, Deborah Tavares, and she's been at this for a long time. And folks, she is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, what's coming down in this world, not just this country. And I would urge you to pay attention to what she's saying, and she'll tell you how to get on her website and start getting the news off her website, so don't miss that, okay? Deborah, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, thank you so much. So everyone that is listening, please get out a pen and paper. I'm going to be giving you some reference material to take a look at. We don't have a tremendous amount of time left to prepare. And we'll talk about preparation in a minute, but I want to certainly talk about some other things, which will give you the understanding of why your survival will depend on what you do today. And when I mean survival, I mean for a little longer than most. And I know that sounds a bit grim, but many of us are very much aware that we're in times of clear and present concern and danger. So I would ask everyone, please, to subscribe to StopTheCrime.net. We were bumped off of YouTube because we breached the community guidelines. I call it the communist guidelines. We still have been able to manage to keep a few videos up as long as I do not use the vaccine word, which, of course, goes through all videos, and they're taken down immediately. I have some critical videos that are on StopTheCrime.net, which is our new YouTube channel, StopTheCrime.net. But if you go to my website, StopTheCrime.net, and sign up, you will be getting our email blast outs. And I will be discussing one of those blast outs that we just sent out the day before yesterday. And I think you will be amazed and stunned. And much of what we talk about is stunning and in many instances very horrific. But to understand, hopefully you will take action. And action will include looking at other people in your vicinity with more love and compassion. This was done to us by massive evil and manipulation. We have been poisoned. We have been vaccinated. We have been drinking toxic water. And we are sick. We are very sick, all of us. And we are in a transition where we're literally being made into a non-sexual, non-human. And it gets much deeper than that. But Pastor Butch, I sent out one of my email blasts last week, and I sent it to you. And I know it was stunning. And so I will just go over what that was. It was a quote out of the Committee of 300. That's a book. Now, it's by Dr. John Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. I would recommend that all of you order the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. Now, I usually don't get into authors' books because I am a researcher into the actual documents themselves. What I mean by that is the World Bank, Rothschild, Rockefeller, the other documents that tell us all what is happening. I've read far too many books by people I thought were telling different aspects of reality, but sadly for me, as I have now come to realize, many aspects of people's books turn into misinformation, be it intentional or unintentional. And I would say the violator of what I would consider misinformation is anybody that has a book that says, vote and go become your local city council or county board of supervisors. Get in and change the way the agendas are coming forward. For all of you, that is not possible. I have sat in countless meetings over many, many years, and I have not been able to waver any agenda that isn't put through almost unanimously. such as the fluoridation of our local water supply. Even though there were hundreds of people that went to that meeting opposing the fluoridation, it was approved by the county 5-0. Fortunately, it never was able to occur because of the well location of our delivery system. That brings me to a video that I still have up on StopTheCrime.net on the video channel. You must listen to it. It's an interview I did with the Hungarian water wizard, Paul Power. Now, I'm going to urge all of you, you must, please, go to my other website. It's called primarywater.org. Now, you must merge primary and water together. Do not put a space between it, because you will not get to the website. A very clever way to make certain that you don't hear the truth about water. We are not running out of water. It is a renewable. This is critical for all of you to understand. We are not running out of water. And right now, the United States and the world is positioned to create that illusion and come down on all of us with tremendous water reductions. In fact, in the year 2022, here in California and likely elsewhere throughout the United States and worldwide, we're going to massively have to reduce our water usage. They're saying the beginning of that reduction will require only 55 gallons of water per person per day in each household. Well, we've had many people experiment with that reduced water usage. And while you may think right now, well, that's quite a bit of water, I could get by with that. Well, you can't water your outdoor plants. So think about that. Many people have tried just to experiment, and the water agency said, well, you can't water outdoor plants. Put in plastic lawn. Put in gravel. Take out your plants. Well, for all of you that understand oxygen, you don't want to reduce your oxygen supply. So when you go to primarywater.org, I would urge you to read this book called New Water for a Thirsty World. This is absolutely critical. It is by Michael Salzman. And the foreword, interestingly enough, is by Aldous Huxley. Please download that book from primarywater.org and read it. Share it with your children. You are soon going to be restricted from the use of your land where you are because you fail to adhere to the allotment that is allowed you. Right now, as we speak, wireless smart water meters are being deployed by Rothschild LLC and others throughout the world. In the United States, in many areas, those wireless water meters are already deployed. You can check with your water agency and find out. Now, when I interviewed and spoke with Paul Power, I want all of you to think about this, because throughout this broadcast, I'm going to give you a few solutions, because people will ask, well, where can we move? Where can we be safer? Well, here's a little tip. If you are in a municipal water supply where your city delivers the water to you, you saw what happened during the manufactured weather event in Texas with the deep freeze and the other states that were included in that horrific attack. They had no water. Their pipes froze and burst. They had no hot water, of course, and they weren't able to even access flushing their toilets. So I continuously urge people to turn their power off, pretend you can't access water, you can't flush toilets, and find out what you need, because the power grid is going to go down. It's going to go down for months at a time in certain areas that they're wanting to vacate. What they're telling all of us now is they can't closely monitor people that are in rural country areas. They want us out of the rural country areas. Now, I cover that on other shows, but the bottom line of that are all of the UN Agenda 21 rules and regulations. But getting back to what I was talking to you about, Pastor Butch, that I forwarded to you, was this paragraph. And I'm going to read a few more paragraphs in Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman, certainly to urge all of you to get this book. This is on page 164, and I quote, "Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number, as described in the work of Kilgarry. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the city they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated city to fill quotas." Now, let me just add something there. The continual transition and relocation eliminates and tears apart the thread of our communities, obviously. This is what COVID, the lockdowns, are all about. All about just destroying the community. Then it goes on to say, and I quote, "At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050. Now, I will tell you, it is going to be before 2050. I'm adding that. But they're saying they will be eliminated by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal, rapid acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than any other continents." Now, let me add this. The reason that we will be decimated more rapidly is we are higher up on the food chain as far as our use of technologies and our standard of living. We will not fall well into the lack of accessing resources. As far as sustainability goes, we are too weak. We simply cannot sustain a reduced living lifestyle back, for example, what it would look like in the middle of the 1750s, which is the goal of these psychopaths, to move us back into the year 1750. Now, when you think of that, some of you may think, well, I'm a prepper. I don't have to have electricity. I don't need to have toilets. I can go pump water, get it out of a creek. You think of all of that. But in the process of what we're living in today, nature is being poisoned and destroyed. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to continue with a few more paragraphs in hopes that this will encourage you to read this book and start preparing, come up with workaround plans. So they talk about the population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated until the world's population reaches a manageable level of about a billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because these are the people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. From time to time, there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300. After the destruction of housing, we're seeing all of this happening now. The destruction of the auto industry, we're seeing that happening now. They go on to say, after the destruction of housing, auto, steel, and heavy goods industries, there shall be limited housing, and industries of any kind that are allowed to remain shall be under the direction of NATO, the Club of Rome, as shall all scientific and space exploration development, limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300. All essential and non-essential pharmaceutical products, doctors, dentists, and health providers will be registered in a central computer data bank, and no medicine or medical care will be prescribed without express permission of regional controllers responsible for each city, town, and village. Now, I want to add something here. This reminds me when my husband and I went to Cuba a couple of years ago. They have centralized medical facilities that serve blocks of towns of about 800 in population. So I was witnessing and seeing so much of what I read in these documents already occurring in Cuba, which is a dictatorship. It's a totalitarian government. No one owns anything. The government owns everything. People cannot even go fishing off the coastline because the government owns the fish. They can't collect and eat the alligators if they're starving because there's a huge wetlands with thousands and thousands of alligators. And if they eat an alligator, they go to prison. Okay? They go to prison. So I hope that all of you will order that book. I'm now going to go into some other aspects of what you must do now, because the power outages are going to change your lives forever. You saw what happened in Texas. The power grid now has been allowed to be destroyed. It will fail. It is run by the controllers of this world. And the power grid is known to be the largest machine in the world, up on which all of our modern lives exist. Everything that we do is based on power. So think of not having power. Let's talk about that. I was recently looking into microgrids, micropower grids. These are the plans for people that already have solar. And I want to certainly remind all of you, if you didn't know, the January 1st of 2020, all new construction in California had to provide solar. Now, this is all going to be taken over, and everyone in communities are going to have to help serve their neighbors, whether they have solar or not. And small communities will be formed. This is called divide and conquer. We're used to hearing the word consolidate, one world order, one world religion, but with the power grid, it's going to be divide and conquer. There will be regions in this country that will survive well, that have planned for energy backup capabilities. Now, I don't mean with any type of petroleum-based products that are necessary for operating generators. All of that is not going to be available. In your emergency climate action plans that your mayors, your city councils, your county boards of supervisors, your governors, your state, throughout the country and throughout the world are destroying us. They're agents of deception, deceit, and death. And I say that because I've been before these meetings. I look at these documents, and they proudly put their names, in the beginning few pages. You can find this for yourself. Type in the name of your county. I would type in Sonoma County, California, on my search bar, followed by a climate emergency resolution, or I would type in climate action plans, and I would look at the first few pages. You will see the culpable people that live among you that are agents of deception. Either they have been sold in to this because they're part of the organizations themselves, the Illuminati, the most powerful, and many other families. They're mind controlled. They certainly could be bribed and have tremendous wealth afforded them while they live sparsely in front of you, in your eyes, and shop in your markets with you. They sign these plans. These plans call for massive resource reduction. These plans identify areas in this country where there will be many more bioweaponized insects and diseases unleashed upon you. People will say, well, Deborah, how do I decide between moving to this state or to that state or to this city? Well, I'm going to go over a few quick things right now. I've done this before, but I'm adding a new a new situation to the list. Obviously, you're not going to live in a flood zone. A flood zone would be anywhere near a river that can be and is now being backed up because they can create and do cause sea level rise, and they cause shore erosion, and they back up the rivers by increasing the tide, and oftentimes during a full moon too, because of the electromagnetic positioning of the moon at that time, and they can slow the water from exiting into the oceans or into larger body of water masses. And then you have this massive flooding in low-lying areas. The majority of people live on the coast. 70% of the global population live in coastal regions because there's a tremendous amount of silt in those areas that come down from the rivers. It's good planting material, and people like to live on waterways inland also. So if you live in a low-lying area, you need to understand the flood, because floods are one of the common denominators in every single climate action plan I have looked at. And I have looked at thousands and thousands and thousands. Now, many of you may have heard about the horrible floods just recently in Tennessee. You may have heard about the horrific floods in Australia, Sydney, Australia. They're floating. In Tennessee, in Nashville, they were floating. Now, people think in terms of lakes. You need to find out if what you believe is a lake is really a lake, or is it a reservoir? They will call reservoirs lakes. If you live near a reservoir and you're downgrade, meaning downhill from a reservoir, you can plan on that reservoir being used as a weapon. These reservoirs are old. They have not been maintained, and the concrete is very dubious at best. And we'll talk about concrete in a moment. Also, sadly, many of you have this as a situation. You must know, if you live in a city and you're getting municipal water delivered to you from your city, you need to understand that that is all an artificial water delivery system. Now, you may ask me, what do I mean by that? And I hope you're thinking that, because these are uncommon words, an artificial water delivery system. What does that mean? Well, I didn't know before I knew, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I just hope that you open your minds enough to hear this. Water is a renewable. It forms consistently down below the mantle of the earth by the process of hydrogen and oxygen merging together. You can contain gases, but once they merge and it becomes a liquid, the liquid must surface. Now, in areas such as Hungary, there's an interesting Hungarian phenomenon. Many of the Ashkenazi Jews and Hungarians that lived in Hungary have extremely high IQs. So
hang
I'm going to pick
break,
this up
folks.
On the other
hang
side
through
of the break.
Hang on through the break. Yeah, a lot more talk about, folks. A lot more talk about. Don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store-bought food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All right, folks, we are back. Doug O'Brien, we're back in with our guest, Deborah Tavares. I don't want to interrupt anything she's got to say, but don't forget, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern for your phone calls and talk to you. What, if you want to place an order, whatever you want to do, we'll be here tomorrow to talk to you. So let's come back to our guest, Deborah Tavares. Let her share her stories and her information because this is all happening. Please pay attention to what she's saying. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay, so I was talking about municipal water delivery to people that are in cities. Understand, you are being delivered the secondary water cycle, which is rain and snowmelt. We've all been taught to believe that our water comes from rain and snowmelt. It does not. It is the process of evaporation from water that is created down below the mantle called primary water or new water. I cannot underscore enough that everyone listening right now go to primarywater.org and download or read The New Water for a Thirsty World and understand why NATO and the United States blew Libya and Muammar Gaddafi off the map in northern Africa. Understand, Muammar Gaddafi discovered primary water. He spent billions and billions of oil revenue for his people, building a labyrinth of plumbing under the desert, and delivered free water to about 70% of the villages in Libya. And that was blown up so that none of you would know that he was creating the possibility to green up the whole of Africa, but that had to be stopped. Now, let me go on now to tell you this. This is extremely important. This is a COVID response from Bloomberg and City Lab, and this is what your mayors are doing right now, and this is why it seems so strange when we're hearing about variances and increased different types of variances with the COVID and other types of strains. We hear that, of course, the UK and other countries are under a more massive lockdown, which is where we're going to be. We're going to head into a massive lockdown. So here's what Bloomberg says, and I quote, The 2021 Global Mayors Challenge is to open all cities with populations greater than 100,000 residents. All eligible cities must RSVP to the competition and submit a completed application no later than March 21st of 2021. So that's what you're hearing now. The cities are opening up only to give people a breather, the illusion that they've been able to stop something that doesn't exist in the first place on many levels. So we're going to be going into a tighter lockdown. Travel will be unavailable to us. Now, I want to just say that, of course, Yana and I broke a story about several researchers and doctors who have peer-reviewed papers about prion in the vaccines. Prion is wasting disease or mad cow disease. Many of you can look up a number of unusual zombie attacks in 2014 through 2016. You will see many attacks where people's face, they're attacked, and these people are attacking and eating their faces off, their eyeballs, their noses, their ears, their lips, their cheeks. You can type that in, zombie attacks. I remembered that, and I saw a specific situation occur in Florida. It is absolutely heart-wrenching. So the prion disease is a wasting disease. It is going to cause face-eating and body-eating people. That's why on the CDC website, if you type in Center for Disease Control, zombie apocalypse, you will see that we are being told by the CDC that as this occurs, there will be vigilance in the streets and that they will control the attacks. They say that Nostradamus, of course, who was a seer back in the 1700s, said and predicted that there would be a zombie apocalypse that would occur in the year 2021. After a Russian scientist creates a biological weapon that produces a virus that turns humans into zombies. Now, this is on the CDC website. I remind all of you, the CDC is a corporation doing business. The CDC is doing business in creating vaccines. It's run by many wealthy psychopathic people, and it is a corporation. Again, it's doing business, and I've talked about that over the years. You must understand how this country is run. It's not run as we think, and we are being turned into zombies through these vaccines. But let's talk about another aspect of what I discovered in the last bit of time I have left. Now, if you signed up on StopTheCrime.net, you would have gotten what I'm going to go over briefly with you now, because when I researched this, I was rather horrified for a few days. It took me a few days to calm down about this. A few years ago, someone was mentioning this topic to me, but there was no solid evidence. It was just a casual mention, and I didn't follow it up. But it came back to me recently because I and my husband have been self-employed builders for many decades. We have used a lot of concrete over the years. And when I heard about this, I thought, well, you know, I'll just see if this is true. So what is this? I did not know that they use blood, animal and human blood, in the processing of concrete and bones. I have on StopTheCrime.net, on my new YouTube video channel, a very brief discussion of this. If you had signed up for my email blast out, you would have received this. I'm going to go over it with you now. Because the use of animal blood and capillaries, they have prion disease or wasting disease, and that is in our concrete worldwide, in the concrete. Your sidewalks, your gutters, your curbs, the foundations for buildings, parking structures, that's what will be used in the sustainable world that we've moved into, called a circular economy, in building these mega smart cities. This is what will be used. So let's go over this. Blood and bones are in the cement. And this cement company is called CMEX, C-E-M-E-X. Yes, I know this is sounding horrific and crazy, and yes, it is absolutely horrific and crazy. So I'm going to continue with this, and just please keep your minds open and understand where your relatives may be, or where many, many hundreds and thousands of missing people worldwide could be in the concrete. So we have to ask ourselves, where have all the missing people gone? Because on my website, stopthecrime.net, I have a section entitled CIA Finders, and that is a group within the CIA organization that hunt people in our communities, and they go missing. So you can find that for yourself. When I received that and looked into that years back, I was stunned. Well, now I'm even more concerned than ever. Where are all the missing people going? So think of body disposal in the context of zero waste. You're hearing that word, zero waste. Well, let's talk about that. Because this all lines up to what they call a circular economy, the economy we are now in. A circular economy is based on the principles of designing out of waste and pollution, keeping products and materials in use, and regenerating natural systems. So what we have now discovered is they are freeze-drying blood and components of blood, and it's called entraining. It's a powder form that they add as an admix when they're mixing up the cement, and it is it's dried whole blood globules and red capillaries and hemoglobin from animals. And as you might know, remember, we are considered cattle. We are considered useless eaters. And animals also have prion disease or wasting disease. Now, we're being told the reason they're adding the blood to the concrete is that it increases the oxygen and it produces a lighter weight concrete. Concrete, they say, would be more dense. It would break easier and wouldn't have that little bit of extra flexibility. And I found out some of the players involved, such as Rothschild, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and many, many others. This is not a small organization. This is worldwide. So let's discuss zero waste, because you're hearing this, the definition. And they're working towards a world without waste. So, of course, they're putting us in the concrete mix. Of course, they're putting animals in the concrete mix. Zero waste. Now, when I looked up Zero Waste International Alliance, here's what I found. And you can find this, too. They showcase zero waste policies and programs and infrastructure that design waste out of the system wherever possible. And divert discarded materials, think of people and animals, through composting, reclaiming, reducing, reusing, and recycling. Prions are in the concrete mix because they are using animals that have wasting disease. I will tell you that I got a horrifically sad email a few days ago from a listener that said, this is exactly true. He has prion disease, and he doesn't have long to live. You die usually within a year of being found that you have this. In fact, here in Northern California, a man that was an avid hunter, I didn't understand why he had brain cancer. All I know is that he died of brain cancer. He was selling his business. And I just found out yesterday that he was a big game hunter and he died of prion disease. So let's talk about this. They talk about concrete batching plant that's for sale. And they said there's a new concern for chronic wasting disease, infectious deformed proteins called prions, P-R-I-O-N-S, known to cause chronic wasting disease in deer and other animals. So any of you that are listening that are hunting, I know that there are certain states that require that you test your animals before you render them and eat them, because there are high levels of wasting disease in the wild now. So prion disease it's a family of progressive neurodegenerative disorders that affect humans and animals. The word and term prion refers to abnormal pathogenic agents that are transmissible and are able to induce abnormal folding of specific normal cellular proteins called prion proteins that are found most abundantly in the brain. The abnormal folding of the prion proteins leads to brain damage and the characteristic signs and symptoms of the disease. Prion diseases are usually rapidly progressive and always fatal. Always fatal. It's in the concrete. So let's go on about this. Again, I mentioned to you that Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, and Rothschild are all involved in this. I found that Rothschild was selling out his interest in this company and some other partners. I also looked into why our country is missing the farm laborers that harvest our food supply. I can tell you here in Northern California, where we are known as the wine country, and we also are known for fruits and vegetables and apples and other things, we do not have enough farm labor. And many of the apple orchards are just literally not being picked. The fruit falls to the ground and goes to waste. So as I looked up the missing farm laborers, I of course, found this. They're being pushed between the U.S. cartels and the Mexican cartels between the borders. This is a big business, and they're eliminating people. You may have remembered thousands of migrant children have gone missing. I don't know how many were ever found. There are massive beheadings and graves of Mexican families and other migrant people that are crossing from the border and that are here illegally in this country. They get shipped off. You must ask the hard questions about depopulation because, as you all know, depopulation is the goal. And research has shown that the period of time of farm labor abundance is coming to an end. There is a declining long-term trend in the farm labor supply from households in rural Mexico. This means that immigration policies will cease to be the solution to the U.S. farm labor problems in the long run, and probably sooner. In fact, we already are witnessing the start of a new era in time in which farmers will have to adapt to labor scarcity by switching to less labor-intensive crops. Of course, those are all GMO crops. All of you know that. They'll have to switch to less labor-intensive crops, technologies, labor management practices. The end of farm labor abundance is over. It's over. Blood and components of blood causes, again, adds the entrainment to the concrete. So where are all these people disappearing to? You have to ask yourself that. You must ask yourself that. I found many press releases that CEMEX has let out, CEMEX. I found one in 2008. Where they are working with the United States, the EPA, and the Department of Energy, and they've awarded Energy Star 5 CEMEX cement plants. They've awarded Energy Star. In August of 2008, CEMEX USA announces nationwide ready-mix concrete prices will soar. They'll go up. Then in July of 2008, I found another press release that CEMEX USA begins meeting cement demand abroad. They're centered in Mexico. Now, this is the reason why these corporate entities are now going into third world countries like Mexico and South America. They can get around the regulations and they can operate in the shadows, and they are. There's another 2008 where CEMEX goes green for new U.S. headquarters. Now, they're talking all about green, how they plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which is, of course, weather weapons in place. These are Luciferian organizations to make massive amounts of money and to dispose of bodies and animals. So I found another article. There was a toxic cloud of cement dust from a C-mix plant, and this was in Victorville, California, and this was reported in April of 2020. And the fire department came out because of the enormous dust cloud, toxic enormous dust cloud. And they say that cement is the main ingredient in concrete, and it is a very fine powder that is very dangerous, you think? They said for every 2 days we had to wash our cars with muriatic acid, and C-Mex wouldn't do a thing, and this town would do nothing. You know that C-Mex is a global company. This was someone on the scene during the reporting of this massive dust that is continually created. If you live near a concrete or concrete kiln and delivery location. It said, according to OSHA, exposure to cement dust can irritate eyes, nose, throat, and the upper respiratory system. Skin contact may result in moderate irritation to thickening, crackening of skin, to severe skin damage from chemical burns. Exposure to silica, which is often in cement, can lead to lung injuries, including cirrhosis and lung cancer, the government website said. This is on OSHA. Now, of course, if you are breathing in prions from the cement company, you will get brain disease. Now, I also found it interesting. Many of you may find it too, but I found that they build buildings out of bones. I didn't know that. A friend of mine who lived in Prague told me about this church that was built out of bones. And it was a skull chapel in Poland. It was a medieval chapel. There's another one in Spain. And they're actually other churches made of bones from around the world, in the Czech Republic, in Milan, in Poland, in Portugal, in Peru, in Spain, and more. So you might be interested to see that. I am not talking about buildings built out of bones. I'm talking about people being incinerated and put in cement. So I found it also interesting that in the C-Mex organization, they had a blood drive. That was in July of 2017. And, of course, it is a global building materials supply company, and they say they supply high-quality products and reliable service to customers and communities in more than 50 countries. And they were celebrating their 110th anniversary. So their largest plant is in Mexico. Their second largest plant is in Texas. And they talk about how they are concerned about greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. And they believe that climate change is one of the biggest challenges of our time. And they support the urgency of collective action. Well, let's talk about that. Climate change is weather weapons. Climate change and all of the documents and policies around climate change require that people are reduced and eliminated. And we know that there's a tremendous, enormous eugenics program in play. There always has been, but now there are dates to off and kill millions and millions of people. So what are they going to do with all the bodies? Of course, they're going to make money off of us, our blood and our bones. They talk about how their products will be used in sustainable buildings and resilient infrastructure. C-Mex defined a more ambitious strategy to reduce CO2 emissions by 2030 and to deliver net zero CO2 concrete by the year 2050. You can't make this stuff up. Now, there are patents. I found a number of patents. Here is one in 1980. Charles Lehman, L-A-L-E-M-A-N, of France, received a United States patent for a technique of making concrete by mixing together cement with blood. The advantage of using blood, he said, was to oxygenate the cement and make it lighter. He acknowledged that the idea of using blood to make concrete wasn't in any way new. He cited a variety of earlier patents, such as the U.S. patent, and there's numbers here, from 1920, which described mixing blood and concrete. And in fact, the technique of using blood to make concrete was even practiced by the ancient Romans. Well, you know, they sacrificed people. They dug out people's hearts while they were living. So they're aligning our horrific eugenics program to times and dates during history where those types of practices were normal and everyday practices, and we're ending up in the concrete. They go on to say, he said he used it specifically to decrease the weight of the concrete. And he said, again, another has another patent. I have these listed in that email blast out. And I found this as well. As economic and political power shifts worldwide, new champions are emerging regionally that force us to rethink solutions to global and industrial challenges. How can old and new challenges collaborate in a highly competitive global environment? Where are the natural areas of collaboration? And this is out of the World Economic Forum in January of 2008, where they talk about a powerful new phenomenon is reshaping the dynamics of the global economy. The stunning rise of aggressive global conquering multinational companies from emerging economies. Now, they're emerging economies because they've set themselves up in countries of the poor. That is why they are emerging. But the rug will be pulled out from under all economies worldwide. They talk about how large-scale firms from countries in Asia and Latin America have finally come out of the shadows and are positioning themselves worldwide. While globalization has opened new markets to rich world companies, it has also given birth to a pack of fast-moving, sharp-toothed new multinationals that are emerging from the poor countries, the poor world locations.
About a minute and a half left, Deborah. About a minute and a half.
So I could go on, but you can find this. This was an email blast out. I put in a tremendous amount of backup only because I knew that if I didn't include it in this blast out, you may never find it on the Internet again. And there's patents. There's who's involved. There's a list of the CEOs. The CEOs come from bankers. And they say this, many cement customers in California, Arizona, and Nevada have been impacted by supply constraints this past year. And they're talking about the heavy rebuilding of all the fires and all of the flood events that we've experienced. So they're amping up. They're searching for more blood and more bones to put in the concrete as they rebuild the devastation they create all around us. So I would certainly urge each and every one of you, sign up to StopTheCrime.net, get our email blast out, and keep listening because we're going to roll it out fast and quick. It is all rolling
Deborah.
Out fast and quick on us.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon, I promise. And folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. And I hope we'll get here from you tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land. Seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.